In a recent interview, Tim Woodcock, owner of Woodcock Cycle Works, who has been involved in the bike industry over 30 years and is the head of the Regional Independent Bicycle Retailers of Canada, talked to CKUW about the bicycle tax that is expected to increase for all imported bicycles from developing countries and the reasons for the increase.
There was a hearing held, and there was actually people there from, I guess, there's two factories or two companies in Canada that had asked to have protection put in place. Originally, they were asking for over 40%, and then the Canadian International Trade Tribunal, CITT, recommended is recommending now, after the hearings, to the government that they impose a 30% tariff. Originally, with the World Trade Organization, they set up global safeguards, and this is a global safeguard. The idea behind them it is to protect countries that are involved in trade, and to protect them from, emerging markets. So, if they're not up to date with their machinery and their production and everything, it allows them to give them a bit of breathing space to get up to snuff, so that they can be more competitive on a world market. So the idea behind it is to allow the factories or companies to get more competitive and to upgrade their processes and everything so that they can manufacture more competitively on the world market.
Now, those are the cons for developing countries. Sorry, those were the pros, but what about the cons for us?
The cons with it is there's quite a few factories that manufacture, companies that manufacture bicycles here in Canada, and there's really only two that had come forward asking for this protection. And this is really a third layer of protection for these companies. What is in place already, which very few consumers are aware of, is that there's already a 13% any bicycle being imported into Canada from anywhere is automatically hit with a 13% tax coming in. And to give you an idea of, a comparison to other industries, the automobile industry is only hit with a 5% tax coming into Canada. So you'd think that bicycles in general, being such a green thing, why are we paying 13%? So that's one thing that was put in place. It's been in place for quite a few years now. The other, to protect factories in Canada, over 15 years ago, there was a anti-dumping tariff that was attached to bicycles from some entry-level price points up to, about $600, $700 retail value. And the anti-dumping tariff was put in place to, protect some of the local factories and manufacturers in the bike industry. And it attaches from a 5% all the way up to over a 50% tax or anti-dumping tariff on bicycles. So there's those two things in place to, give some protectionism to some of the companies in Canada. The negative thing with this proposed surtax of 30% is that there's quite a few factories and bike companies, for example, that have gotten together and are against it, that manufacture bicycles, such as the Norco, Kona Bicycles, which is a Canadian bike company as well, Da Vinci Cycles, another Canadian company. There's quite a few of them, Marinoni, which is another brand, Canadian-made brand, and none of them agree with this surtax. They think it's a negative surtax. What it's really, the two companies that are asking for it, which are ProCycle and Raleigh Bicycles, both Quebec companies, they've asked for it, and what came out in the Trade Tribunal hearings was that these two factories were saying they needed the protection to protect themselves. But the thing is, what's happening is, I guess, is that their business models are very outdated. They actually manufacture most of their bikes, almost 90% of them, for the big box department stores. So they're kind of like a commodity, and it's a lot of companies in Canada actually stepped away from that and actually started producing more value-added products, bicycles that are manufactured and have more to give or offer, not just based on price. And what's happened with these two factories is what came out in the Trade Tribunal was that they only manufacture bicycles that are made out of steel. And with most people in the industry know, and a lot of consumers now, that a good percentage of the bicycles, almost all the bicycles being sold nowadays, are made out of aluminum. And that's one of the reasons why these two factories haven't, or their numbers, if any, have been going down. And they've also been trying to compete at the department store level, where they don't, even the department stores are starting to offer aluminum bicycles as well. So they're making a product that's a little outdated, I guess, and they do sell aluminum bicycles, both these factories, and they actually import them from the Orient and that, but they get around the tariffs and that by manufacturing, as they call it. They assemble the bikes and paint the bikes here in Canada. So really they're building a product that not a lot of people want nowadays, and what we're concerned with, as myself being a cyclist, as well as a business owner here in Canada selling bicycles, is that the bicycles, with this tariff being put in place, it's going to affect a lot of jobs here in Canada through the independent bicycle dealers that employ thousands of employees. And really, there's only two factories, and I guess there's a lot of politics involved, because both these factories are producing the bikes in Quebec, and mostly what they're doing is disassembling bicycles. And they've even, their intent was that they have no intention of manufacturing aluminum bikes ever. They produce their bikes by TIG welding, which is a low-cost welding process, and actually, MIG welding, low-cost wire feed welding process, and the aluminum bicycles are TIG welded, and they have no intentions of upgrading their factories to produce bikes like this. So the proposed tariff will be in place for 3 years, and what it's going to do is it's going to really affect a lot of the people who want to buy a bicycle, that being a lot of students as well, that are going to want to purchase a bicycle in about the, anywhere from $200 to $600-$700 price range. And what it's going to do is add about, say on a $450 bike, it'll add about $150 to the cost of the bicycle. And it's just going to end up limiting what's available to consumers. And I think, people are going to have to buy they're going to get a cheaper bike that's not going to maybe shift as well or perform as well. And what's going to end up happening is they're not going to have as good experience riding a bike, which we don't want to really have.
You mentioned earlier that importing cars is actually cheaper in terms of tax than importing bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, how on earth is that going to help Canada to meet our Kyoto standards in terms of healthier environment?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's why we're trying to get this across, that it's a very negative tax. It's not. It's actually going to go against it. I mean, with there's all sorts of things that bicycles solve. It's a healthier, a very healthy form of transportation. You don't have the greenhouse gases involved with it. As well, it's very healthy, and with the child obesity rates and just obesity in general problems here in Canada and around the world, but it's just really a very backward step, to make it one of the most efficient forms of transportation ever made. It's going to shut the door on a lot of people from getting involved in cycling. So we're trying to actually get them to change that. I mean, if you look at other provinces, such as British Columbia, they've actually even eliminated the PST on the purchase of bicycles. What we're also proposing as a group in Canada is, with the Bicycle Retailers Association, we're also proposing that the government look at the other taxes that are on these bicycles. It's the first time a lot of us have been aware of all these taxes that are attached to bikes. Actually, Canada is the highest taxed, the bicycle industry is the highest taxed of any other country. And you'd think with our Kyoto Accord obligations and that, that they'd want to encourage people to get on bicycles. And what we're hoping to do is, if anything, even take a percentage of the taxes that are charged on bicycles, whether it be, get rid of the PST and use the GST that's taken in, and at least put it back into maybe offering better programs and that for commuting cyclists, better bike paths, bicycle awareness programs. Those are some of the things that we're hoping we can get accomplished with this as a whole.
You mentioned what other provinces have done in order to just help selling more bicycles and these kinds of things. So in your opinion, why is this whole tax thing happening in the first place? I mean, there's got to be reasons to it.
I'll tell you the main reason that I see is that there's these two factories. They're very politically connected in Quebec. And we're talking about 600 jobs that are seasonal jobs. And if this tax were not to go through, those jobs would still be there. I mean, it's two factories that are wanting to get a little bit of a monopoly or force some of the department stores to purchase more of their bicycles. Unfortunately, it's affecting, they don't manufacture bicycles that retail for, $500 and $600. I think it's just a real political thing. There's votes. There are two small towns that are involved in this in Quebec, and they're trying to squeeze this thing through without the general public knowing about it. So it's just, they're hoping people are just going to eat the tax.
Now, if anyone would like to help out with this issue, is there anything they can do?
Yes, they can. They can write to their or visit their local MPs, and they could send an email off to Ralph Goodall, who's the person who's going to be making the decision on this, as well as if they'd like, go to any of your local bicycle retailers and ask to sign the petition. They also will have more information on it if you want to become more informed about it before you sign, but it would be nice if they can go out and just add their name to the petition, which we're sending them off on a regular basis to our contacts, which are sending them on to the to Ralph Goodall and to the different MPs. The two Quebec companies are essentially just assemblers of low-quality bicycles. And they typically only sell, as I was saying, to the mass merchandise outlets such as like Walmart and Canadian Tire. And I mean, that part of the market does serve a purpose. Not everyone can afford to buy a $400 bike or $500 bike. But unfortunately, by the way this has been placed, this surtax, it's going to affect a lot of other bicycles, which really shouldn't even be in that same, inside the same tariff. And I don't think that the tariff even in the lower end bicycles should be put in place. Unfortunately, these two companies aren't competitive. They've shown it time and again. They've had actually the, as I was mentioning, the anti-dumping tariff. Normally, at first it was put in for 5 years, which is usually the normal way that it's done. And then at 5 years, they reviewed it, and they actually extended it to 10 years, which is very, almost unprecedented. And then on top of that, now it's been extended, now they've been going for over 15 years with this. So if they can't compete globally, then, then they're doing something wrong. And why the general cyclists should have to pay for keeping their business afloat is another story. I don't know. It's just unreasonable.
Now, if anybody would like to find out more about this subject in general, where will be the best place to go or who to contact?
Well, you can contact any of your local bicycle retailers. We have a little bit of it up on our website at Woodcock, Woodcock, Cycle Works, Works, .com. There's some information up on it about it, as well as you can contact us at Woodcock Cycle at Shaw.ca. There's also information on it on various websites from different bicycle industry manufacturers, such as Kona Bicycles. That's KonaWorld.com. And but probably more than anything, just go support your local independent bike store, and just go in there, and they should be able to answer any questions for you. Our staff are pretty informed at Woodcock Cycle, so we can help people out there as well.
Is there anything you'd like to add or say to our listeners?
Well, you know, it doesn't sound like a big thing, you know, this tariff right now, but hopefully if any of you are cyclists or even thinking of being cyclists or just like the idea of people who do cycle, we'd love to have you come and sign the petition and voice your disapproval of it. If anything, even if you are in approval of it, come by. We'd still love to talk to you about it and hopefully sway you. Because it's, you know, without your signature and your voice, they're just going to push this thing through. And that's what they've tried to do without anyone, you know, they're trying to squeeze it through before anyone hears about it or gets vocal about it. And that's why we're trying to bring awareness. So, again, we'd love to have you, you know, sign the petition and you know, talk to your local MPs and to spread the word to people that you know that that can also voice their disapproval of this. I think that's the only way we're going to get this thing shut down. It's all politics, and I mean, it's unfortunate that they're doing this. So,
could you just tell our audience just one more time where they can find a petition?
You can find it at any of your independent bicycle retailers. Most of the shops in town should have them. We got copies out to everyone. And you know, if you like, we have copies at our store. We even have the press release at the store that you can read or take copies of. And we're located at 157 St. Anne's Road in St. Vitale. It's Woodcock Cycle Works. But again, any independent bicycle retailer in Winnipeg or Manitoba should have it. You can go in and sign up, and like I said, talk to your counselors, even you know your local counselors, and voice your disapproval of this as well. You know, that's the only way we're going to get any changes done with this. I'd like to get involved and help us out in spreading the word. Please, you can get a hold of me anytime, and we'll at Woodcock Cycle and. We'd love to have you come on board and help us out.
I'd like to say thank you very much for taking your time to do this interview.
Yeah, thank you.
My name is Bojan Dulabic, and you are listening to CKUW's The Beat, 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.